This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, going into her ninth season as the sideline reporter for NBC Sunday Night Football. It is a pleasure to welcome back Michelle Tafoya to Ben and Woods. Michelle, it's so great to have you back on here in San Diego. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys, and just a quick, you know, I know it's early out there, but this is an important day, and yep. I can't even talk before I just say, please, let's never ever forget what happened. And I know a lot of young listeners don't remember it maybe the way that some of us do, but this day always is difficult, I find. I don't know about you guys.
Same.
Yeah. Thanks for saying something. Also, thank you for your optimism that we actually have young listeners. That would be fantastic.
Or just really that we have
listeners at all.
The fact that we have listeners would
just
be
just a conversation between the three of us, as far as we know right now.
That one guy out there who's listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Michelle, I know you could probably have your fingers crossed for perhaps a more competitive Sunday night game than the one you guys got week one. I mean, it's the New England Patriots. They dropped the banner. What happened to the Steelers in that one from your vantage point?
It's really difficult to say. The defense was on the field far too long, and in game one, generally teams, you know, you think they're in condition after training camp, but playing an entire game is another thing altogether than playing in part of a preseason game or going through camp. So it's getting your legs back under you. For some reason, the Steelers had an issue with that. The Patriots did not. But, I mean, the Patriots right now just look like a well-oiled machine that is already in midseason form because a lot of the people on that team have been there for a long time. And it's a system that you find your place in it and you go. But that was quite a dominant performance, and I cannot explain what happened to the Pittsburgh offense. I can't.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to watch, actually, for a Sunday night game. You expected it to be a lot more competitive, and you're talking about the Patriots firing on all cylinders, Michelle. And, you know, that's definitely on the field, off the field. Here we go. I mean, the roller coaster starts. They had a pretty tumultuous offseason with Robert Kraft. I don't know what's going to happen with this Patrick Chung situation. And then now you've got Antonio Brown, who has dominated all of our brains and too much of our news cycle the last few weeks. What are you hearing? What do you make of this entire situation, especially the most recent allegations?
Well, these allegations are obviously troubling. And I am big on a very important concept in this country, which is you're innocent until proven guilty. And so I'm staying in with that frame of mind. But we have also had it preached to us that you should always believe such allegations.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So at the same time, we have seen our share of false allegations against very wealthy professional athletes. So I really don't know what to make of this one yet. There are some specific details that are given. I just don't know. And we'll let the legal stuff happen. I don't know what the league's going to do. I know they've initiated, I believe they've initiated an investigation and did so right away because they like to, they don't necessarily like for the legal system to roll slowly. They want to get to the bottom of it. I just don't know. The AB that I've gotten to know over the years is quite different from all of this AB that we've seen. And I don't know if it just, he let it out in other ways and certainly not around the, you know, someone like me, but, all of this drama has been almost too much to take.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And, you know, you think about everything that he's done and everything that he's been through. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people saying, well, listen, the Patriots don't suffer fools. There's no way they're going to even with these allegations, even though they're just allegations right now, they don't want this headache. They don't need this headache. Then I'm seeing other people out of the other side saying, well, listen, if anybody, you know, the Patriots, they'll be able to they'll be able to control him once, you know, this maybe is behind him. What do you think that the Patriots will do? I know they're letting the league investigate, but do you think that there's a chance that they just say, we're done, we're washing our hands of this before it even gets started?
I don't think they're going to do that. The fact that they traded Demaryius Thomas to the Jets indicates to me that they're keeping this wide receiver. I think they're going to let it play out.
Yeah.
It's one thing, you know, you remember when, and why is his name escaping me, the tight end who was murdered.
Yeah.
Thank you. Aaron Hernandez. They got rid of very quick. I mean, they just cut him. You know, it was like, okay, no. This is different because you're in a he said, she said situation. I just don't know yet what they're going to do with this, but you kind of just are like, okay, where are we going? What are we doing here? What's happening? And it's really hard to know what the truth is until we get the truth. And so I think that the Patriots will kind of approach it that way. I think if they were going to cut him, it would have happened by now.
Michelle Tafoya is with us from NBC Sunday Night Football on Ben and Woods. And Michelle, give us a sense of how your week plays out. I mean, working with Al and Chris and the NBC team, I mean, the prep for the big game of the week and everything that goes into it. I mean, how do you go kind of from one Sunday to the next and get ready for your job on the sidelines?
It's funny. I have this little anecdote I'll tell you that on Monday when I got home to my kids who are, you know, 13 and 10, I get home and I'm immediately sitting in front of the computer again working. And my daughter says to me, she's 10, she goes, why are you working when you just got home from work? And I just said, because it never ends, honey. It just doesn't end. It doesn't. It's constant. These weeks roll by so quickly. And you're just, when you're done with one, you kind of have that evening to yourself after the game. And then the next day you're rolling on to the next one. So conference calls, player interviews that I do over the phone all week, prepping my stuff, researching. It's an ongoing process. And then I'll leave for the game. I'll leave on Thursday night because Friday we're at the home team's practice and we conduct meetings with the home team. So that'll be down in Atlanta. And then Saturday, when the Eagles fly in, we'll be waiting for them at their team hotel, and we've got conference rooms where we'll have more meetings with them. Did I say the Steelers? I meant the Eagles.
You said the Eagles. You get it right.
They all blend together.
Pennsylvania, it's all one state. We get it, but no.
Blend together. Oh, my gosh. So that's what we'll do. And then Sunday, we wake up early. We've got a meeting first thing in the morning going through everything that every taped element that we have for the game, every storyline, we go through it. We talk about how we're going to present it, when, if, you know, all those things. And then before you know it, you're at the field and you're talking to more people and you're just getting ready. And so it's kind of never ending, and it's hard work on this crew. It really is, trying to keep up with Al and Chris, trying to raise your game to theirs. And to our producers as well, is a never-ending chore.
I think that's fascinating and eye-opening, I think, for a lot of our listeners, that it's 4 days on the road out of every seven, just for the one game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's the kind of work and prep that goes into putting on these. So, I mean, you're already studying this matchup, obviously. Michelle, as I mentioned, the Falcons are coming off a tough start against Minnesota, and I didn't give the Vikings credit. I watched some of that game. They played very, very well. The Eagles had to rally. I mean, they go on the road. What are you kind of expecting here on Sunday night?
This is interesting. Both of those were surprises, right? I mean, I live here in Minnesota. I know the Vikings very well. That's not the outcome I expected, simply because I thought Atlanta's offense would be much more in tune. But here's the thing about the first four games of the season, and a lot of coaches will tell you they divide up the 16 games into like a four-quarter game. So four games, four more games, four more games, four more games. Those first four, you're really trying to figure out how to implement what you installed in camp, and are we doing things the way we want to do them? We're working out the kinks, you know, with the exception of the Patriots. We're working out the kinks, and we're trying to get ourselves into condition and the game shape, and we're dealing with matchups, and you know, maybe we haven't seen everything the Vikings had last year. They're bringing out new stuff, so it really is those first four games. I would suggest fans don't panic, because you really don't know what you have until after about three or four games. So the Eagles, I think that comeback for them was really, really important and probably very, very much a confidence builder and empowering for them. They knew that they could come back from that and do what they needed to do. Atlanta is either stunned, demoralized, or they know they have a ton of work to do. And I think it's probably all of the above. But they're not a bunch of young rookies. You have so much experience on that team, from Matt Ryan to Julio Jones to, you know, Deion Jones, just a ton of experience. So I expect at home that they'll rebound quite nicely. And I'm, like you, fingers crossed we have a more competitive game.
We are talking to the great Michelle Tafoya from Sunday Night Football on NBC here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, you see a lot of the teams come out and stumble, stub their toe a little bit in week one. And I don't know, as much as we all hate preseason games and there's too many of them, do you feel, I mean, you're around football a ton, do you feel like, all right, maybe teams need to utilize the preseason a little bit better to get these guys ready?
Well, you can look at it one or two ways. I mean, I've had players say to me that that's way overrated. Really, you know, so I could have gotten five more reps in game three or game two. Is that really going to be the difference maker? And players will tell you that the camp and the, you know, the defense they face in camp, their own defense is hard enough. I think some of these joint camps that happen when you see teams getting together to play one another or practice against each other are a really good idea, because you can still be a little bit careful. Everyone wants more preseason action until their star player gets a torn ACL or, you know, something like that in a game. And then they say, oh, preseason sucks. So look, if it just means a little bit of stumbling here in the first 4 weeks, that is not going to make or break your season. I think it might be a little bit overrated. I know that there are differing opinions on that. But it is what it is, and away we go. And I think that first game, whoever you are, it's a bit of an eye opener. I will say this just a little on the side. I was happy to see Oakland be able to do what they did, given all of the turmoil that team had just been through. I know John Gruden, he's a friend of mine. I used to work with him on Monday Night Football, and I think what the team went through was ridiculously distracting and demoralizing and a little bit embarrassing. And for them to do what they did against Denver, I thought was pretty cool.
Michelle, we'll let you get back to the prep work, back on the road in a couple of days. Looking forward to Sunday Night Football. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
The great Michelle Tafoya from NBC with us on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. Low rates means low payments. Apply today at SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.